Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about, in episode 218, why you should always track your time while building WordPress websites. Why should I track my time, Tim? I don't want to.
So essentially, when you're building websites for a living, you are selling a service and it's related to your time. And so your time is your money. And so you need to know how long it takes to build a website so that you can accurately bid and so that you can know if you're on track to be profitable. And so, you know, or if you're losing money because you miscalculated and it's taking you longer than you bid for.
I am a terrible business person, Tim, because I totally did not do this when I started my WordPress web development.
I didn't either for a long time.
Yeah, it was, I think I was happy with, I had a specific set idea in my mind about how much money I wanted to make over a specific time period. And if I got those tasks performed and made that money in that time period, then I was happy. But yeah, definitely as my business has grown and, you know, time management is more critical, it's definitely a value of knowing, you know, exactly where all of your time is spent. And recently I downloaded Set App, which is a pretty cool app for Mac. I got to give it to them. You know, they're going with the kind of Adobe, subscription model where you can download some of the hottest, best apps in the Mac store and pay one low monthly subscription price. Well, one of the apps that they have in here is called the Timely app or something. One of these apps that are really, really good. And I mean, this thing tracks everything you do on your computer, breaks it down, where you're spending your time, you know, and seeing exactly how much time you're spending doing what. So if you're screwing off on Facebook, it's going to let you know, hey, you spent a lot of hours on Facebook. Me personally, it's Netflix late at night. That's where it tells me I'm spending quite a bit of time. So, but it's a really good tool and stuff to use.
Yeah, that's awesome. And one thing I do want to say, you reminded me, David, as you were talking about how in the beginning days you didn't track your time. And I didn't either. And I never charged hourly, and I know you didn't either. I charged by project. And I wanted to emphasize, even if you are doing project-based billing, you should still track your time so you know how long things take so that you know for the next project and all of that. So that's important. And the one thing I do want to say is also important is track each individual task that you're doing, track the time individually, or write notes of what you accomplished. So if you did work 2 hours straight before, you know, taking a break to eat lunch or whatever, write down what you did. Okay, you set up the domain, the hosting, you installed WordPress or whatever. So you know, like, okay, this group of tasks will take me, you know, this long. So you know next time. Because if you're all over the place and you're just guessing, then that's definitely a recipe for losing money because you want to, you know, get the bid, get the project. And so you're like, well, I think I could probably do it for this amount in an ideal world. And that's never the case. It always takes twice as long, sometimes longer. So tracking your time, very important.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. So do it. It's going to benefit you in the long run. You may be a little bit too, you know, when you're just starting out, it may be a little bit overwhelming and stuff. But there are lots of tools out there that can help you do this. Or, as Tim said, open up a Google Doc, grab a pen and paper, jot down, you know, time spent doing tasks and stuff at minimum. And as you learn more and your business grows, you can dive off into some of these tools. So, yeah.
Yeah. And one last thing I'll add is I use FreshBooks for invoicing and they have time tracking built in. And as you're tracking after, you know, when you're done, you know, you hit pause and you're going to commit it to the time the timetable, the calendar or whatever, you can add notes directly in there and say, you know, what you worked on, so you can go back later and you can see what task. And they actually have a feature where you can add a drop down for the individual tasks and stuff. So it's, yeah, very powerful.
Yeah. And I'll say this before we close, Tim, to tell you what tomorrow's topic is. Tim and I were talking before this episode actually started. We think that a really good, you know, opportunity that may be coming up is we may be having a productivity guru come on the podcast with us and stuff and kind of share with us some experience about being more productive and time management and using a lot of tools like these and stuff. So,
yeah.
Tomorrow's episode 219, why you should invest in continuing education as a WordPress professional. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.